Following a landslide win, former Broome County Sheriff's Deputy Fred Akshar became one of the two newest members of the state Senate.
Aye.
Your name?
Frederick James Akshar II.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
The Democratic candidate favored by Governor Cuomo, former Broome County Executive and State Motor Vehicles Commissioner Barbara Fiala, trailed in the race by more than 50 points. Cuomo, after an initial endorsement, did not help Fiala with any significant money or workers for her campaign. The chair of the state's Republican Party, Ed Koch, says just Cuomo's imprint on Fiala doomed her campaign.
This is huge. This is against Cuomo's hand-picked candidate in the Southern Tier, and the Southern Tier is saying to Cuomo, you're killing us. You're killing our jobs.
Koch says there's lingering resentment in the district over the governor's decision to ban hydrofracking of natural gas, as well as stricter gun control laws. And the GOP chair says he sees tea leaves for political races beyond next year's Senate contests.
This is really, to me, a canary in the coal mine for Governor Cuomo for 2018. He's in deep trouble. His polls show it. He cannot get his job approval numbers over 40% in poll after poll now, no matter how hard he tries.
Governor Cuomo is not popular in the Southern Tier, though he is better liked in many other parts of the state, including New York City, where most of his base supporters reside. And Democrats did win in other offices, including the Nassau County District Attorney's race and Erie County Executive. Democratic Senate leader Andrea Stork-Cousins says the Southern Tier race was in a heavily Republican district and probably was not winnable for Democrats anyway.
It was always a very, very difficult district to win. It's been in, you know, the Republican hands for over 100 years. We understood it was a very, very steep hill to climb.
She says in the open Senate seat in Brooklyn, where Democrats dominate the electorate, a Democrat, Roxanne Persaud, won. Both of the Senate seats were vacant because both of their former occupants were forced to leave after being convicted of felony corruption charges. John Sampson, a former Senate leader, held the Brooklyn seat until he was convicted of obstruction of justice for trying to prevent a federal inquiry. That probe was looking into charges that he embezzled funds he oversaw as part of a mortgage foreclosure, then tried to use the profits to finance a run for district attorney. Binghamton Senator Tom Libous was the deputy majority leader until he was convicted of lying to the FBI about trying to get special employment and other privileges for his son. In addition, the former Speaker of the Assembly is in court facing federal corruption charges, and the most recent leader of the Senate, Dean Skelos, goes on trial November 16th on charges that he monetized his office to get a job and other favors for his son. Current Senate Democratic leader Stork Cousins says the two newest senators, as well as the rest of the Senate, will have to do more to win back the public's trust.
We understand that people expect us to operate on a level that does not compromise their faith and trust in us.
Senate Democrats back a bill to limit lawmakers' outside income to just $12,000 a year while raising salaries and compensation to avoid any real or potential conflicts of interest. Senator Stork Cousins says perhaps there will be more impetus in 2016 to make those changes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.